today is Cyber Monday, as if I had to tell you that. And we have reached the point where today is a bigger day for many retailers than Black Friday is. That used to be the biggest shopping day of the year. For more, let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
You have any money left after the shopping this morning?
It was a little rough for me in between radio hits this morning.
Okay. Well, we're already getting some early retail numbers in. According to Adobe Analytics, online sales increased by about 20% from last year, while shopping at brick-and-mortar stores fell by about 6%. Is Cyber Monday even a distinct thing anymore? Is it kind of like Cyber Week or Black November, December? What are we looking at here?
We know that some large retailers started rolling out the deals as of November 1st. So imagine this. Your goblins come down, your wreaths go up, and they've gotten very smart. There is a distinct part of each of these days, mostly because all of these large retailers have tons of data, and they are dribbling out the deals based on the day. So we know that today, Cyber Monday, you'll probably see the steepest discount on a television. However, an appliance may have been a better bet on Friday. Mm. All these things said, it is becoming a massive, long holiday season for those who are paying attention.
I noticed something interesting, which is that on Thanksgiving Day, almost half of the online sales were done on mobile devices, which just made me imagine some people sitting at the Thanksgiving table looking down at their phones and, oh, I'll buy that.
Yes, it probably may have been cheaper than their therapy session that follows. But yes, I mean, listen, we're shopping everywhere. So desktop, smartphone, tablet, and it's all being tracked. Now, some of us are actually surfing on our smartphones, but purchasing on our desktops. And I think that that is really kind of this interesting trend that we are seeing, in that we want to shop where and when we want to shop. And retailers are actually changing their business models accordingly. They call it multi-channel marketing, essentially just making sure they are where we are. And that's why you will see some of these things that pop up in your face in places where you never realized.
I guess there's no concern right now about a recession based on the fact that people are still spending so much money.
You know, if there is a concern, and certainly surveys will tell us that people are having some recessionary fears bubbling up, but I think two factors that are really important. Number one, we do still have a good jobs market. We're going to get another Labor Department report out this Friday. There are going to be more people employed. They're going to see wages rise faster than the rate of inflation. So that makes people feel confident. You know, we are likely to get something like $9.4 billion in sales this day, this Cyber Monday, and that would be an almost 19% increase from last year.
So, Jill, with all of this online shopping, let's not forget about all of those packages that have to be used to send things out and a lot of cardboard being used. We remember that China isn't taking our recycling materials anymore. Where's all the cardboard going?
That's a great question. You know, the cities across the United States are talking about something called the Amazon effect. And we are seeing cities trying to scramble to figure out where to send their cardboard and their plastics. And the municipalities say there just isn't enough domestic ability to supply paper mills to meet the demand. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, I think this is what's really piling up in a lot of our landfills is stuff that hasn't even been recycled that could be.
That's Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Thank you.